Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Hey everybody, Steve here. As you all know, we recently announced that we were no longer producing new episodes of the podcast, but we still have that tradition where we've been hanging on to our bloopers and our outtakes, and we still want to share those with you. So for our last episode, it seemed only fitting to share ourselves at probably our worst, maybe our best, who knows, but be warned, however, this time we did not bleep out any of the bad words. So if the kids are around, you've been warned. This is our bloopers episode. It's the final bit of content. Again, we wanted to say thank you to each and every one of you for taking the time to listen to the podcast for all these years and supporting us. Thank you again. We really appreciate it, and enjoy.
Thinking Sideways. Stories of things we simply don't know the answer to.
I don't understand. What?
Foot stuck.
It was stuck.
That sucks.
Yay, it's working.
It's on.
It's on codec? Now that Joe's done his ad?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, you're not going to knock over your AR-15.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about that.
Don't worry, it's not loaded.
Famous last words.
Yeah, literally.
Kaboom.
Okay.
You didn't need that foot, Steve.
You didn't need that head. You can grow another one.
A lot of people on the internet have said that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I should look at this script.
Oh, no.
I mean, I've been winging it this whole time, but.
Yeah, it's derivative.
It's blasé.
Oh,
this isn't writing, this is typing.
This is pure transcription.
Okay. Wait, what are these blue hot links from?
Why do you have these weird tiny numbers next to these?
Your citations are great.
Okay, ready? The thing is, it's frustrating. Brian Schaefer.
I'm not that you chose it, but then it frustrated the crap out of me because there was nothing there.
There's nothing there, I know.
But it's still, like, so interesting. It's like there's nothing there, but it's, like, so interesting because there's nothing there.
Yeah.
It's having that, nothing has never been so interesting before.
I mean, really, though.
There really, yeah. I mean, that there, it is a seamless quality that suggests to me a serial killer.
Yeah.
Because nobody around him had a motive, you know.
Yep.
I mean,
anyway.
But yeah, I've never really been a fan of that mystery, to be honest with you. Not
that's why I just wanted to do it and get out of the way. Because we were just going to get it suggested and suggested and suggested.
Yeah.
And,
I hear you.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years on, we were going to be like, okay, well, we're in geriatric facilities. And...
Yeah.
We're doing
thank you
it,
for the 20th anniversary of joining Thinking Sideways.
Are we still going to be here? 20? Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
Not in this building.
No, it's good.
Honestly,
point.
Almost every year I say to Nash, this is my fucking last year doing this. And then something happens and it's not the last year. So.
Well, hey there, and welcome again to another episode of Thinking Sideways, where Joe is yawning in the background.
And Devin's about to sneeze. Seriously, next year, April Fool's. Just
I can't do it.
Joe coughing.
I cannot fucking do it.
His throat for an
I
hour.
Cannot make the cough track.
Yeah, you know.
You should.
Yeah. I can't believe that shit that people were saying. I picture Joe as having a really huge beard.
Yeah. They're all like, Devin was clearly a blonde, so, you know.
Yeah.
Hey.
The only thing they got right is I'm a douchebag.
True, true, true. Okay.
And you, Mr. T, I think that was kind of spot
I think
on.
So too, yeah.
Yeah. There are times, you know, when I hear that noise and it just keeps growing and growing and growing, especially if it's a jetliner. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. time to fade away now.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. it just keeps growing a little more, you yep. know. Eventually it fades away.
Usually.
Yeah.
Well, it fades away because you've gone and hidden in your basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's going to do me a lot of good.
Mm-hmm. In the gun safe again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you clear your throat?
No.
Which, by the way, was my favorite part about the Facebook comments about the April Fool's episode. Oh, my God, and Joe and his throat clearing.
Oh, really?
I wanted to comment on that and be like, my petition every year is that we just do an episode that's just the outtakes of Joe clearing his throat.
Sorry about that.
You know what? I would spend more time copying and pasting those into a single file.
I know. Okay.
Let me know when you guys are ready.
Ready.
Are you sure? Okay. Okay, here we go. Thinking Sideways is not brought to you by Preparation H. Because you don't have hemorrhoids, so you're not in our demographic. Thank God. Okay, here we go.
Everybody take a drink.
That's why I got Coors. It's light.
Coors.
Yep, Coors.
You can drink a lot of that shit.
Or as Nash says it, Coors.
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 It Coors what ails ya.
I don't know. That's how he says it. Coors.
Yeah. Madden NFL 2006 features Donovan McNabb of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles. I like
Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that again.
Boring, is it? It's not that boring. You did the fucking Madden curse last week.
Yeah, I like this a little better than the Madden curse, I have to say. I was going to think, you know, I try to keep throwing in true crime shit, you know, but I don't want to hog it, you know. You guys might feel like I'm hogging all the good murder stories.
No, you
that's
can.
What we do,
you
calling
do
it, Joe, the hog.
Yeah, murder hog.
The murder hog.
Actually, that should be my new name, just murder hog. You can call me Murder Hog.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so, but, you know, I don't want to be unfair about it. If you guys are hankering to do some good, you know, some good grisly murders.
Joe, let me tell you what. If we want to do them, we will.
Okay.
So just don't worry about us.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
I thought maybe the two of you were in your own minds thinking, oh, God, Joe's just always doing this fucking horrible murder shit. And I wanted...
So I have to keep doing these quirky
little mysteries. Well, it's because you're always in your basement doing horrible murder shit, but...
Yeah, okay. You're the murder hog.
I am the murder hog.
Yeah.
Murder hog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Murder hog, murder hog, always murdering.
Friend of hog,
murder hog. No. I don't know. It was Spider-Man at first, and then Spider-Pig, and then
it did not go very well for you.
It doesn't normally for murder hog. It just ends up in a splatter.
Okay, ready?
All right, let's do it.
No.
Do you two want to hear something really dumb?
Sure.
Okay. So I went to watch this video and I could not hear it. I cranked up the volume and I could barely hear it. I thought, man, this is a shitty video. Why are people so upset? I mean, thank God for the subtext on it, because I can't hear shit.
You had your headphones plugged in,
didn't you? I had my fucking headphones plugged in.
I've done that before.
Because I went to the next video and I'm like, wait, it's... Wait, no.
I can't hear it either. Yeah.
Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah, so this is a different... It was the best quality video I could find.
Is the mixer on?
It is.
Yeah. That would be like the fucking worst.
Holy shit.
Nah, it wouldn't be the worst.
It'd be pretty. It just took you a half hour to record a single
ad,
probably would be the worst.
Me in the eye kind of funny.
Yeah.
In the sorrygrove.co, but you guys are getting a shitty sound quality version of this ad.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right,
let's try something different.
Let's rock and roll it.
Okay. Okay, here we go. All right.
He can't be one-upped.
I know.
I can't. No. Go ahead. I won't do the last word. Okay, fine.
Turn this into an hour and a half.
Can we please make it short? Please?
No, we're going to make this so an hour and a half.
Now, if we could stretch Fink into an hour and a half, we can do 2 hours.
I think we
can
stretch this into 45. Let's make it to 45 minutes, I'm fine.
45 minutes is great.
Okay. That's cool.
45 minutes is what I'm expecting to get out of this.
All right.
Hour and a half will be painful.
That'll be everybody listening to the sopping sounds of Devin beating our heads in with hammers. Yeah. All it is just bam, squish, bam, squish, bam, squish, bam, squish.
That's not actually what it sounds like, but...
It's just going to be squish, squish, squish.
Well, that's what she's done and just walking on us. Mm. Squish, squeak, squish, squeak, because that's the floors in this place.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to an episode of Thinking Sideways, the podcast. I am Devin, joined...
You said an episode?
That's actually not inaccurate.
I guess.
Fine. Okay. It's fine.
All right, never mind. So
I am Devin, joined annoyingly this week by two men who are pointing at each other.
Pointer number one is Steve.
I'm Joe. And we're not annoying.
No.
No, you are.
Yeah.
Damn you.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Did you, were they listeners?
No. Oh, they knew of us. They had met us at our table and I had chatted with them later, but they'd never actually listened to the show, but they recognized me.
Well, look at it this way. At least it didn't cost them anything.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't actually.
They had to take a cab ride anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I cost them an extra $3, I think.
Did you? Oh, okay.
Because, you know, the body fee.
Well, you're a shithead. I was going to say shit heel. I didn't mean to say shithead. You're a shit heel.
Oh, you called me a shithead before.
No, that's all right. Yeah.
Ready?
All right, Devin, I'm ready when
you are.
Let's
do it.
Joe's not. Let's get the Finky on.
Okay. Try really hard not to just be like itching.
Yeah, please. I really don't want to hear in the microphone
like
this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? Devin has turned into a cat, and she's currently scratching at the back of her neck with her left leg.
So
it's weird.
Just okay. Save it all up and call for a break, and you can scratch the shit out of yourself for 30 seconds. Mm. Yeah.
We can get the hose. We can spray you down, see if that, that helps.
Actually, it doesn't. Showers make it way worse.
No, I didn't say shower. I meant the actual hose with the spray
nozzle. Yeah, I mean, I know. I'm just saying, like, like any stimuli on it is just, like, even worse.
All right.
You know how it goes.
Okay, you ready, Itchy?
Yeah.
How about you, Scratchy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Is this thing working? Is this thing on?
Nope.
Guess not.
We turned yours off, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, it's off? Devin just never plugged in your cable.
Time for that hot mic in. So
it's actually extra hot funny because he plugs the mics in. He just trolled himself. It's fine.
Yeah.
I like it.
Told. I just want to put a lot of extra O's in everything. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's Irish. It's there's a lot of extra O's.
Yeah.
Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Punch in the Gut. Stories so hard-hitting, every one of them is like a personal punch in the gut. This week,
how long have you been working on that tagline? Like 30 seconds?
Yeah.
10 hours?
Yeah.
5 years?
Yeah, I know. I just, yeah, I'm working on, you know, a new podcast name for some reason. Punch in the Gut. It sounds kind of good.
Hey there, Ed.
Lord Almighty.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Jumped the gun a little bit.
Yeah, I think you might have. Just a little bit.
All right, let's do it again.
All right. That's what mermaids are? H2Os?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
They kind of are, yeah. Actually, I could just picture the commercial campaign for that. Girl, you're some kind of H2 ho.
Glug, 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 glug.
That's right. And I'm proud of it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Ready?
Yeah. Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Thinking Sideways. This week. Hang on. I'm your host, Joe. No.
Joan?
Joan.
You're Joan? When did you transition?
I'm a woman, goddammit. Leave me alone.
That explains a lot.
Hand me the Kotex.
Okay.
All right, Joan. Let's go.
I'm going to start from the very top here. All right.
Well, okay, but before we talk about theories, briefly, we just need to take a minute to hear from our sponsors.
Have you been doing this very long?
No, I've never done this before.
Okay, that explains a lot.
Okay.
You want to do that again?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Like the middle of your...
sternum?
No, on your back.
Okay, like your spine?
No, your... I always forget what... Your shoulder blades. There we go. I always forget the word shoulder blade. I can't help it. It happens every time. Because my grandmother calls them wings, and I always think wings. But they're not fucking wings, Grandma. Yes, let me start over again.
Instead, it's brought to you by your local pelt shelter.
Uh-oh. No, that is not what
not
it's
that.
Brought to you by.
No,
try it again, lady.
Like a hamster or a bunny or a cat or a dog? Of course you do. You need a million of them. Go down to your local pelt shop.
There you go.
Next, Stonehenge Campers, 1646. Before we theories, let's take a break.
You bitch.
That's what it says.
I can't help it if I was... typing crappily.
Okay, for reals this time. 1646.
Choop, choop, choop. Choop, choop, choop. Chupacabra. Chupacabra.
Chupacoop. Chupacabra. Oh, God, the mic is on.
Who is in charge of this?
Goddamn engineer.
This is why we need one.
Yeah.